Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, the Lord tells us to be strangers and pilgrims passing through. And none of us arrived. And I could definitely understand that. It's so easy, literally, to get fatigued by everything in this world. We have wars going on in the Ukraine and Russia. Now we got wars going on in Iran, in Israel. We got all the sodomite activity. We got this No King's Day protests against Trump. We got Trump that has a parade, a military parade. It doesn't seem to end. We always got the racism issue. We got educational issues. We got tariff issues. We got UFO issues. It just never ends. And I think a lot of it is a deception because Satan is so sly. He wants us to get Jesus fatigue. He wants us to just put Jesus on the same platform with every topic I discussed. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Christians, we can never, ever forget why we even exist. We exist for the glory of God. We were made for the glory of Jesus Christ. We fell. He paid the price to buy us back. Regardless of what is taking place, regardless of every sign of the end time, and they're all there. But guess what? Yes, the sign of the end time, I believe it's written there for us so we don't become foolish virgins, so we stay on our toes. But this walk with Christ isn't something we're looking for in the future. The battle is right now. The battle is this second. And I believe fatigue is one of the enemies. Lethargic, empathy, apathy, tired, worn out. But many, many times it's because we get entangled with the things of the world. I know I do. I find myself fishing for all the headlines. Yeah? And sometimes I put it too front and center. Granted, I like to know what's going on. I don't like to have my head buried in the sand. But my goodness, in these last days, how many ways can you go in? There's so many things of this world. And every one of these things is trying to choke the word out. I mean, I go to the grocery store. My wife and I are always discussing it because we raised a big family. The prices of these groceries, how do these young people do it? So then we start talking about that. We start talking about inflation on top of everything else. What I'm getting at is, as I started, the Lord said we're to be strangers and pilgrims passing through this world. We're still in this world. We still have to deal with it as the taxes continue to increase, as the prices continue to increase, as the wars continue, as the perversion continues. We still live in this world. But let's face it, Christian, if you're going to stay in Jesus, more and more, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. More and more. Because we are not of this world. Yes. And it's not works to follow God's law. It's not works whatsoever to stay out of fornication, to stay out of drunkenness, to stay out of covetousness, to stay out of adultery. Not at all. It's called obedience. But we know in the realm of God, in the spiritual realm, by the time we've done all those things, by the time any one of those things has been manifested, it was done in our heart. And God sees the motive of our heart. Long before a trigger is triggered, before somebody's shot and killed, the hatred the Lord sought in your heart. Long before the adulterous act takes place physically, the Lord saw it in your heart. So this makes it even more important that us as Christians stay on our spiritual toes during these crazy situations that we're having, and I can guarantee you that are about to have. And the one thing that I believe, when famine hits, when the food shortages hit, when the diseases totally hit, when the pestilences totally hit, because we are heading for judgment, people. We can't continue like this, according to God's word. If God's word says there's a consequence for sin, we have taken on all the idols of foreign religions. And if you say that Christianity is the only way, they'll call you arrogant, they'll call you a bigot, they'll call you whatever they want. This was a Christian nation, and every other religion was labeled as heathen. And it's up to us to show them the way, because we know the true way and the true life. Yes, we know it. But the way it is, we're told now to coexist. Everything's fine. Eventually, gang, if you truly know Jesus, rubber will meet the road. Yes, if you truly know him in your heart, even amongst Christian ranks, it's not about the stained glass in a church. It's not about the holy water. It's not whether you believe in getting dunked in baptism or sprinkled in baptism or whatever it might be. It's your relation in believing that virgin gave birth to Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for you to set this Holy Spirit free. And now you know because of your inner conscience, because you changed, because the flesh and the spirit are contrary. You know you are a new creation in Jesus. And no man did it. As we read in the book of John, you're not born by the will of man. You're not born by blood. This didn't come from a relative. You are born from above. That's why I just give people the word. I gave an old college buddy the word of God from, that I've known 45 years ago. He didn't really want to hear it. But that's not my job. He goes, those are just written words. Somebody wrote those words. Well, I tell you, I explained to him, before I had my conversion, yes, they were just written words. They were these and thous. I couldn't understand them. It just was phony to me. Some of the proverbs I liked, but none of it made any sense. But when I had my miracle, it truly became the bread of life. Those words, those black letters on those white pages came alive, and my heart knew they were true. The written word became the living word in my heart. And this is what I told him. And I don't expect him as a man to understand anything I say. I'm just told to spread seed. God is the one who gives the increase. I was free to that quite a while ago. I used to get hyper and intense if somebody didn't want to go my way. I'm not God. You're not God. Be ready to give a testimony. Tell a story. Spread the seed. Live out your life and your actions. In other words, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. But I don't have to twist anybody's arm into the kingdom. And you cannot get educated into the kingdom. You can't go to seminary to get into the kingdom. You can't go to a Christian school to get into the kingdom. Now, as a Christian, you could do all that. But But you can't do any of that to become a Christian. You have to be born from above. You must be reborn. If you aren't reborn, all I can tell you is get on your knees. Getting on your knees is an action. It's just an action. But it's an action of submission. It's an action of submission to our higher power. And his name is Christ, and he is real. And he comes into the hearts of men, and he changes you. And you become brand new, a new creation in Christ. How could I explain it? I was telling this gentleman, even the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was educated by Gamaliel, who even first century historians, Josephus, wrote about. He must have been like an Einstein. It must have been somebody like a professor in Oxford or Harvard. But Paul actually said, basically, all my education, anything I've ever learned, I count as dung just for the knowledge of Christ. A changed heart. Yes, a changed heart. Pray for those who don't know the Lord, because that's our big mission. Prayer just knocks and knocks and knocks, because we know we're in warfare. We are in a war, people. It's a spiritual war. You say what you have to say, but then you live by faith. I say it many times. Before the Holy Spirit hits that person, when you're giving him the Word of God, it's like trying to explain the color red to a blind man. It's impossible until the Holy Spirit opens their eyes. And then they realize everything that's going on. You know, and this gentleman kept harping on how could God make things so terrible? How could he make things so terrible? And us as Christians realize that. He didn't. He had mankind in paradise with him, fellowshipping with him. But it was the fall of man, the deception of Eve, the sin of Adam. And we're told now a second Adam had to come. Another man couldn't die for another man, but it took this God-man, conceived of the Holy Ghost, yet born of a woman, born under the law, to suffer and die for us. So I told my friend, that's why we need a way of escape. Because all these beautiful things you see, this beautiful planet we're on, it all ends in death. Every beautiful tree, every beautiful animal, every beautiful human ends in death. But Jesus Christ came to destroy death. Oh, death, where is your sting? To give us eternal life with him. It's true, people. It's true. I've met Jesus. He changed my heart. He changed my life. And I want to be just as fired up for Jesus as I was that first day. I don't want it to become stale by the things of the world, the cares of the world, the ambitions of the world, the worries of the world, the anxieties of the world. Sure, we have to do things, but there's reasons why the Lord warns us. Don't murmur, don't complain, be anxious for nothing. Why is he warning us? Because the world brings these things into us. The world gets us, snares us. We start murmuring, we start complaining, we start getting nervous. You're passing through. Your children are passing through. Your parents have passed through. For all the generations from Adam, they've just passed the baton on to the next generation, and we're on deck. Hold fast, fellow Christian. Don't let the world consume you. Hold fast to Christ, and he'll hold fast to you. God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.